da 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 da. It's time for a cup of coffee with Thompson. Good morning, listeners.
89. Good morning, listeners.
Special shout out to
Aunt Lori
and Diane.
I'm Diane.
And grandmother.
And grandmother.
Say, speaking of grandmother, in this, our 23rd or 24th show, I can't remember which, it's all been a joyous little explosion so far. We have a special precedent-setting phone guest on the line from Michigan. It's grandmother. Say good morning, grandmother.
Good morning, grandmother.
Say good morning, grandmother.
Good morning, Thompson and everybody.
That's right. That's my mom calling in from Kalamazoo, Michigan. And isn't this surreal? I've got a phone talking to a phone, talking to a microphone, talking to you through whatever phone or microphone or speaker. Wow. It's Huxleyan. Anyways, we will be drinking Three Beans coffee this morning from Whole Foods, a rich and bold dark roast done on an original French press. But I've added a no bleach added natural brew fits all number 4 cone style coffee makers, the natural choice coffee filter to the bottom of my French press, so my coffee is extra creamy and delicious, especially with my 365 organic cane sugar. And happy, we are back to the Clover Stornetta organic half and half. And believe me, this is the good stuff. Well, it's some of the good, one of the good stuffs. It's delicious. Out of Petaluma, California, so big shout outs to Clover Stornetta Organic Farms. Hey, so grandmother, what have you got to say to Thompson this morning?
Hello, Thompson. I just had a delicious breakfast. I made some hot oatmeal. And then I sliced off about 1 ounce of strong cheddar cheese, and I put it in the hot oatmeal, and it all melted together. I've never done that before. It was delicious. You would like it.
A baby.
Would you like oatmeal like that?
Yeah.
You seem a little shy. You seem a little involved in your book today, Thompson. What are you reading?
This book.
Does this book have a name?
The Wheels on the Bus.
The Wheels on the Bus, apparently. So, Thompson, I think grandmother was just talking to you about the playground, right?
Right.
Are you going to the playground?
No.
But if you went to the playground, would you play on stuff?
Yeah.
What would you play on?
And there's this little slide where you say, wee, and say, wee.
There's a slide, and what else is there?
I'm sorry, Dad, what?
At the playground? What do you like to play on?
The Big Boy Swede.
The big boy swings. Do you swing far?
Yes.
Do you go, wee?
I did.
What else do you... Did you say something about monkey bars?
Yeah.
What do you do on monkey bars?
Hang on them.
You hang on them? Can you hang from a monkey bar?
Yeah.
Are you kidding me?
Yeah.
You must be very strong.
I am?
Wow.
Shy.
I think you like to climb on things, too. Are there ladders that you could climb up? At your playground?
Are there ladders that you climb up, Thompson?
There certainly are.
There certainly are, huh? You're very focused on this book. It's a pop-up book he's looking at. I'll put a picture up to go with the program. So how are you doing over there in Michigan, Grandmother?
I'm doing fine. It's afternoon, and it's raining today.
Hello?
I said I'm doing fine. It's afternoon here, not morning, and it's raining.
Oh, really? How are you feeling about the Tigers this year? Do you think they're going to tangle with the Giants again?
Oh, I don't know. I hope so, because I love the Tigers.
Do you think the Giants are going to the World Series again?
They might. They've got a pretty great team.
Yes, we do. We have an embarrassment of riches, especially in the bullpen.
Yes, you've won a lot of championships lately.
Well, 2 out of 3 years, but that's pretty damn good, considering we were dry for, what, 50 years?
It's amazingly good for any team.
That's true, and I think we got a real good chance of doing it again this year, especially with Pence on fire like he is. We're just wailing the crap out of everybody right now.
I was in the when you won your first pennant a couple years ago, and I remember how excited everybody in town was. People were talking to each other and honking at each other, and everybody was so happy in San Francisco. It was a community victory.
The championship parade was the largest ever recorded event in San Francisco history.
There's nothing more fun than having a championship athletic team of some kind in your city. It's just wonderful.
Yeah, I was in Chicago the night the Bulls won their third championship when we were living there. And it also happened to be the same weekend as Puerto Rican Day in the neighborhood we were living in. Wow, did it go completely, absolutely bananas. I mean, just bananas.
I've experienced the Detroit Pistons basketball and the Detroit baseball and the Red Wings hockey.
Yeah, I haven't been in Michigan for
wonderful.
That. Well, hey, we're almost out of time, so Thompson, what you got to say? You say goodbye, Grandmother?
Hello, Grandmother.
Goodbye, honey. I hope you do go to the playground today and you'll have fun.
All right, we're out of time. Goodbye, listeners. Thanks, Grandmother, for calling in from Michigan. Thank you, Thompson. ELE?
ELE.